Well, there is snow in the forecast for the Bay Area. Peaks 3 inches could fall tonight and tomorrow night in the Diablo Range, with 2 inches expected in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Now, snow has been heavy enough in the Sierra that chain requirements are in effect for Highway 50 and Interstate 80. We're going to take a closer look at the ski conditions in the Sierra. To do that, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Kevin Cooper, a spokesman for Outside Television, which focuses on the outdoors. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. If somebody is planning on President's Day skiing, they already should be there, but what can they expect at this point?
Well, they can expect a lot of snow, to be honest with you. It looks like the snow totals coming in across the resorts throughout the Sierra and down to Mammoth are averaging just about 7.8 feet. Sierra Tahoe, 7-day total, 117 inches. Heavenly Mount Resort, 112 inches. North Star reporting 97, Kirkwood 94. You kind of get the picture. It's a lot of snow in a short period of time. What's interesting, though, the snow is actually very light and dry. You can call it snow water equivalency level of about 15 to 1, almost 17 to 1. So it's light, cold, and dry. The challenge is, over the next few days, the mountain operations teams have a lot to do. We've got to dig out the base of the lifts. There's a lot of grooming to do. And most importantly, there is a lot of avalanche mitigation to perform on the upper mountains. When I was just looking at the snowtell site at Mammoth Mountain, top of Kirkwood, currently right now, south-southwest, anywhere between 75 and 80 miles an hour. So that's going to wind load a little bit. So it's going to make the mountain operations teams take a step back and really focus on the safety, health, and welfare of their guests on the mountain. Also, the Sierra Avalanche Center, their advisory this morning is high. The avalanche danger is high here in the Sierra. We've seen multiple burials and slides over the last several days. So you're going to expect amazing conditions on Monday and Tuesday, with another system coming in on Wednesday. But today and tomorrow, it'll be a challenge on any mountain around the Sierra.
You actually led into our next question, which, you know, a lot of snow for a ski resort sounds great, but are there some drawbacks? What should people who are going to ski do? What should the sort of rule of thumb in these kinds of conditions be?
That's a great question. You know what? This is deep snow. I'm a veteran of 30 years in Tahoe. I've been skiing my entire life. And I will tell you right now, it is going to be a challenge out on the mountain. So let's talk about families first. If you've got young ones, you're going to want to stay to the groomed terrain. Off-piste, unless you're, and I say this, I'm kind of hesitant in saying it. If you're an expert skier and you're in the off-piste, you should have your beacon, pack, probe, and shovel. And you should be skiing with a friend. You should not be skiing alone, off-piste, in and around, through the trees, because tree well immersion, which is falling in a tree well and being buried, that is a good possibility right now. I don't say that lightly either. It's a lot of snow, 7.8 feet. If you have young ones, stay to the groomed terrain. Get them a guide. Make sure that you have them around you. And if you get to the bottom of the lift and you've lost your partner, we always make this joke, long time skiers and riders, no friends on a powder day. With this type of snow and this type of event, or events, because we've had multiple storms, there are friends on a powder day, and you should be riding with them. Don't go in the backcountry. If you think that you are an expert in the backcountry, we have had 8 majors happen in the Sierras. Yesterday alone, 2 individuals went up on what's called Job's Peak, about 9,800 feet. When they were ascending, whiteout conditions, they decide to, you know, bail on their mission, where they were going to go ski and ride, and on their way down, one of the skiers triggered an avalanche, fell, broke his leg. Nevada Search and Rescue, a Blackhawk, had to come in and rescue them. It's a challenge. Mother Nature right now, she's showing us what she's got. This is amazing. We have just surpassed the most snow in February in history. I just said that, in history, which means that we're set up for spring skiing and riding. So don't panic and come up. Really think about it. Monday, Tuesday are going to be great days for skiing and riding, but just pay attention, because this is a lot of snow in a short period of time.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for your time. That's Kevin Cooper, spokesman for Outside Television.